Chapter 1. Continued. The Russian grasped his beard. Since the sea is not yours, why do I have to give you any part? The sea which surrounds the island of the Blue Dolphins belongs to us, answered my father. He spoke softly as he did when he was angry. From here to the coast of Santa Barbara, 20 leagues away? No, only that which touches the island where the otter live. Captain Orlov made a sound in his throat. He looked at his men standing on the beach towards those who had now come from behind the rocks, and he looked at my father, shrugged his shoulders, and suddenly he smiled, showing his long teeth. The parts shall be equal, he said. He said more, but I did not hear it, for at that instant in my great excitement I moved a small rock, which clattered down the cliff and fell at his feet. Everyone on the beach looked up and silently on bushes and ran without stopping until I reached the mesa.